The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. Okay, so I want to just kind of touch on some of the things that we've talked about before we get really into the topic, because you and I have had a couple of interesting engagements on our study group platform on Facebook. And I think it's worth us talking about it before, you know, we start getting into the pre-planned topic, because we've kind of talked about people appreciating the work that it takes to get to a place where you can fully function. And I just want to touch on the importance of investing in that foundation before starting to go looking for remedy and also paying people for remedy. I've seen a lot of people paying for remedy without having a foundation of their own knowledge. And it, because they don't know themselves, it usually turns out in them not getting a remedy. So can you just kind of talk to me about your experience and like how important it has been for you to know your own stuff?
All right. So, to speak on what you said earlier about what you were talking about the IRS when you came, it's actually what I had to learn on my own, but I also knew that coming in. I feel like it's kind of common sense, but you know, sometimes everyone, you know, people don't think the same. So that said, I knew that coming into this, I would have to know certain things. And it was always my mind frame to do what they do to me. So if I can reverse engineer what was being done to me or what was being done to someone else, I could find remedy in that. And also, I kind of fast track my process or whatever procedure it is that I wanted to perform at the time. So with that, you can kind of fast track and kind of hone in on your research on what you need to do. Let's just talk about an easy concept would be as for a debt collector, right? So a lot of people want to figure out this, how do I do administrative process? How do I do administrative process? All you have to do is look at what a debt collector does to you, and you can figure out what all you need to do for administrative process. Would you agree with that?
I would, yeah.
All right, so the first thing they do is they send you a notice, because what they're trying to do is develop some sort of contract, right? So they send you a notice, and it's usually three notices total. I see on the internet that a lot of people do, some people do a four-letter procedure, some people do a five-letter procedure, or they want to get a certificate of dishonor and all of that. I feel if you can do that, that's fine and dandy, but I feel like that's a little bit too much, but it's not needed. When you can stick to the basics and do what they do to you, you will have a three-letter process. Sometimes you can even shorten that up into maybe a two-letter process if you're willing to go that extra step and actually file a lawsuit against these people once you develop a contract. So I say all that to say, look exactly at what they do to you, apply those principles, and dive deep into your studies that way.
I agree. I want to touch on that just a little bit, because them having a position is really all you need to get started. Like when you said, do what they're doing to you, and looking at the contract as a presentation of like basically your starting point. Looking at the whole picture gives you a lot of things that you can go on so that you can start to create a pathway. So when they say to you, well, for example, I got a letter here that said, this is a communication from a debt collector. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. You should know off the top, this is a legal offer to contract. And if I respond to that, that is an acceptance or some kind of conditional acceptance of the offer. And so me just having a foundation of knowing that, it enables me to start the process of, okay, how do I want to engage now? I realized that this is the position that they're taking, that they're communicating for a debt. So in my research, I need to depict or sort of deconstruct what this says from a legal perspective. So I'm not just looking at this like, oh, it's a letter telling me that I have to pay. No, I'm now looking at this as, this is something that needs to be compared to the law. This is something that needs to be compared to federal regulation or state law. I need to look at what the law says about what this is. And right. That, you know, if I don't have a foundation of learning or a foundation of just understanding how law and contracts and how those things work, then I might look at this as a communication from a debt collector instead of an offer to contract. And this is where I think that foundational learning does come into play, because we have to know what we don't know. You know, we have to learn what we don't know. You know, there are so many little nuances there where it's like, if I take this for what they say it is, then I'm going to be subject to what they tell me to do. But if I look at it from a different perspective, like from a legal or a lawful perspective, then now I'm turning the tables and I'm telling them what to do. Because,
right, and I think a person would have to understand first, they would have to understand contract law. So if you know that, even if you didn't know that this was an offer contract, you would have to, someone would have to either tell you, or you will have to look up, okay, what is this letter insinuating? So it's a demand for payment. So somehow you will have to know that, okay, this is dealing with commerce. Mm-hmm. So with that said, the first thing you would need to do is look up contract law, period, yeah, just to see what your options are in responding to this letter. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the ultimate go-to, because looking up contract law would allow you to see how you're going to maneuver through this whole arena, period, where, mm-hmm, whether it's a debt collector or a court situation or anything else.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All of it, contract,
is commercial paper. All of it is commercial paper.
Right.
So for us to understand what to do with the commercial paper, we have to understand what commerce operates off of, and it's contract law. All of it is contract law. And I think that, you know, if we have this foundational, you know, learning just done, like I know what I'm looking at now, I think it'll automatically give that power to move and say, all right, now I know what to do with this. But okay, tell me what you think would be the top three studies that a person would need to look into to get a good grasp of a full administration, like to be able to fully grasp what administration is. Like, what top three things should they just know at the basic level? All right, we're taking a brief pause for a shameless plug. I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and you're listening to The Spirit of Business. If you want that goal, please head over to patreon.com/learnadminlaw, where you'll have full access to our weekly live stream events and one-on-one mentorship subscriptions. Now, jump back in for our summary segment. Man, this is probably going to hurt a lot of people, but having comprehending what you're reading. Yeah. I think that hurts more than a little bit, more than a few people. I think it hurts a lot of people when it's like, I had a girlfriend of mine, she was raised in the South, and, that's not to say Southern people are any less intelligent than anybody else, but she was talking about how in the South, schools have just not been necessarily focused on, you know, student success. I've personally been educated all over the country at several different schools, different cultural backgrounds, different things like that. So I'm kind of well-rounded, but she didn't feel the same. She was like, you know, I read this, and she's like, wow, yes, I'm able to get the word out of my mouth. It doesn't mean that I understood what I just read. And I felt terribly for her when she told me that, because I couldn't imagine sitting here trying to make progress, okay, trying to read something as dense as this. You know, this whole instruction sheet is pretty thick and it's got all this technical information in there. So, you know, for a person to be reading this, like, okay, I see what it's saying, but what is it saying? I see that all the time with people, like, I think we lost Amen. Okay, we lost him. Well, he'll come back hopefully. But what I was saying is being able to read this, it's going to be important to comprehend, because all these technical terms here, they have basically a meaning as far as like what pathway, you understand, what pathway are we taking in order to get there? So if the information is not being digested, then the pathway to get there is not being revealed. So it's going to be majorly important for any new learner to work on those skills, because critical thinking, comprehension, you know, information retention, it is a learnable skill. It is something that you can teach yourself. You will have to focus on it. You will have to up your vocabulary and really put some effort into increasing your skills. That's all I can say, is just increase your verbal communicative skills as a whole, because these things are going to contribute quite a bit to your success. And that's going to be it for our latest episode of The Spirit of Business, where we give you a sneak peek into the lessons being taught in our brand new Patreon community, where we mentor private administrators. Again, I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and I hope to see you join our community at www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw for your mentorship subscription today.